You're listening to Fan of a Fan, an independently produced podcast for stands by stands. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Augie. All right, so this week's episode, we are going to talk about Grammys. We're going to go ahead and do some predictions for you guys because the Grammys are going to be on CBS, I believe, next Sunday, February 12th. So we're just going to run through some of our faves that we think will win or that we want to win. But also, we're going to talk about this little thing that you may have heard about this past week. I don't know, Beyonce announcing that she's having twins. You guys sent in some of your reactions, so we want to play those.
And while you're listening to the show, don't forget to use the hashtag FOAFpod because we want to see your tweets, of course.
Other than that, I think we're good and ready to go.
Let go.
So now we're going to get into Beyonce's baby announcement. We asked you guys to send us some of your reactions via email. So we want to take a minute to post some of your voice memos because it was hilarious and adorable. Thank you so, so much to everyone who submitted. So here are a few of you who sent some in.
I was just sitting in class, minding my own business, ignoring my professor as always, and my phone kept buzzing. I look, and I have 18 new text messages from 7 different friends. That's how you know you staying hardcore in real life, when even your friends know to let you know that the world has changed, and there are 3 Beyonce babies. Oh my God, like, how? How am I supposed to stop standing? How?
Oh my gosh, I was scrolling on the TV. I was like, no, I can't be seeing what I'm seeing. I was like, yo, is she pregnant with sis? I was like, get out of here. And names, maybe Fierce and Sasha.
Oh my God, I just heard that Beyonce is pregnant. And the fact that she's going to have twins is the best thing ever. I mean, I can't wait to know their names. I can't wait to see their looks on the red carpet. I hope she's fine and that she has a nice and calm pregnancy. Love you, B.
Where were you when you saw the news or heard the news?
I was at my house in my room, I want to say. I think I was in the kitchen, actually, and my phone was in my room. So I was like maybe like 5 minutes late, and you know, 5 minutes, that's a long ass time.
That's a long time.
So I think I was like in the kitchen or whatever, and I got back to my phone, you know, got on Twitter or whatever, and I'm like, what is this picture? Because I didn't see the Instagram post first. I saw the picture on Twitter. So I went on Instagram really quick and I read the caption. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, wait, hold up. She's pregnant. Okay, I got that from the picture. But with twins? What the hell?
Yeah, like, oh my God.
I was just like,
3
oh my gosh.
3 Carter Knowles babies in this world.
Come on now. Come on. I was just like, oh my God. I just kept saying, oh my goodness, what? Like, she's pregnant with twins? Like, of course she's pregnant with twins.
So I was at work and like basically, so since Self-Titled dropped, I have made sure that I have her Instagram notifications turned on. So basically when Beyonce posts an Instagram photo, you know, it pops up on my screen or whatever, on my phone screen. So I was like talking to a couple of my coworkers and, you know, I get this notification and I look at it and it's like Beyonce posted a photo. So I casually, you know, scroll into it and see it. And saw the photo. I'm like, oh my God, like this is really happening. And I had to read the caption multiple times because like, of course you see the photo, you get that she's pregnant, but like the fact that she's having twins, like I needed to read that multiple times to kind of get, like, understand what was happening. Cause she also didn't say twins. She just said like, you know, these two little miracle, or like something like that basically. Yeah. And I was like, wait, what?
Our family is growing by two.
Yeah. Our family's growing by two. Something extra and poetic like that. But yeah, and it was funny because, like, I was, you know, in the newsroom, and, like, we have a very open newsroom situation. So a bunch of different departments, like, you can, like, see each other from across the room. And basically everyone knows how big of a Beyonce stan I am. So people were, like, looking over to me and coming over and being like, oh, my God. And then, like, 10 minutes later, people who were, like, just finding out, you know, you could hear screams around the newsroom and people were yelling at me because they're like, why didn't you tell us? I'm like, y'all didn't hear me freaking out over here? Like, but it was so funny and hilarious, and I'm super happy for them. It'll definitely be interesting to see what's going to happen at Coachella because she's still performing. But honestly, like, so she gave us these photos. She posted some more photos on her website after that initial announcement. Beautiful photo shoot. Shot by an Ethiopian photographer, by the way. So shout out to my people. But but it was, like, the thing is, she gave us these photos, but, like, we don't know exactly when these were taken. Right. So, like, there's no real indication about how far along she is. And so, because she is so private about it, and she honestly hasn't been seen in, like, 3 or 4 months. And so, I don't know that we can even say exactly how far along she'll be around Coachella, because, like, we just don't really know. So, that'll be interesting. But that was definitely the most amazing start to Black History Month I think we could have ever received.
So great. I just hope that it's a boy and a girl. Not really.
I know.
And I think that it may be. Not because of the, like, people were thinking because she had, like, a pink bow on her bra and then, like, a blue bottom or whatever. Mm-hmm. But just because that would literally be the perfect outcome. And, it's Beyonce. So, of course, the perfect outcome would happen for her. So I don't know. And to see a little baby boy from Beyonce, I don't know. It's just so, like, I don't know. Cause I'm just so used to Blue, I guess. And she's like Beyonce in the way that she's kind of like, she has that, like, fierce super attitude and stuff like that. So it would just be great to see, a little boy Beyonce. Yeah, also,
Jay. Be cool to see Jay having a little baby boy. That'll be adorable.
Maybe he'll get a chance to name the child Brooklyn, like he has been wanting for many for many, many years.
Aw, yeah, but I'm excited for them. It'll be super, super cute. I'm sure in, you know, a few months' time, we will be freaking out when she posts the first photos of the baby. Yeah. So congrats to them.
Congratulations, family. So we're going to get into the Grammys because they're coming up this Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a few categories. Obviously, we're not going to go into all of them. We're going to give you guys just, you know, like, who we want to win. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you guys some ideas on who I want to win and who I think might win, even if it's not the people that I want to win.
Right.
Because that happens at the Grammys all the time. So, yeah, let's get into it. So, what's the first one we want to do? Do we want to do Best New Artist?
Yeah, let's start with Best New Artist.
So who do you want to win?
I feel like it's a no-brainer. I want Chance the Rapper to win.
Yeah, hands of
down.
Course.
Hands down. Course. I mean, it's crazy to me. Like, it makes sense that he's nominated in this category because Coloring Book was, I guess, technically his debut. But, you know, for people who, like the both of us, who've been following him since through all his mixtape days, like, it's crazy to see him in this category. But there's also just, there's no other artist more deserving in this category.
I mean, like, if he doesn't win it, like, they're doing it for, like, shock value, I think, if he doesn't win it. Because, I mean, it just wouldn't make any... He's had such a huge year.
And it was an amazing year for him, whether he was new or not. Like, if you just look at the other nominees in this category, it's Kelsea Ballerini, The Chainsmokers, Maren Morris, and Anderson .Paak. I mean, with the exception of The Chainsmokers and Kelsea Ballerini, those are some pretty talented people.
Yeah.
But
at the same time,
no one else had a year like Chance.
Yeah.
And they need I need the Grammy Academy to acknowledge that.
Yeah, like, please don't play him, because I'm going to be very upset. Let's see. What's next? Do we want to do Best Pop Vocal Album?
Yeah, let's go to Best Pop Vocal Album.
So, I have two choices that I wouldn't mind winning. 25 by Adele, of course. And then Purpose by Justin Bieber. I think both were really good. And out of all of the nominees, I think that those two would be I would be okay with those two winning. Like, I wouldn't, it doesn't, it, I don't mind if it's either one of them. And I think Justin Bieber deserves, you know, I think he was robbed in the beginning. You know, what was the album that he, that everybody was expecting him to win, but he didn't. And he lost to, I think, like, what's her name? Damn, I don't want to fuck her name. Esperanza.
Oh, Esperanza Spalding. Was that?
Yeah.
Was that Best New Artist? Am I making that up?
Oh, yeah. Best New Artist, I think. In the very beginning. I remember it being in the very beginning. And he was huge, you know, huge when he first came out and stuff like that. And I think that Purpose was a good enough album, like a Grammy-worthy album, you know.
He had enough songs on there that were successful singles to where I consider him the best male pop artist of that year. Like, he just, that album just from Love Yourself to What Do You Mean to Sorry, like literally you could just list the track list and those were songs that were like ruling on the radio. And so like I absolutely wouldn't be mad if it won, but I honestly think Adele is going to take this category for 25. Because I think any chance they can to give Adele an award where she's not in a category against Beyonce, I think
they're going to give it
give it to her. And this is one of those few categories where they're not up against each other. So I totally see that. Someone who we're not naming, who is in this category is Ariana Grande, who's nominated for Dangerous Woman. And I just don't necessarily think this album holds up against, like, Purpose in 25 in particular.
No,
you know, Demi Lovato was also nominated for Confident, which I think was a very interesting addition to this category. Like, and then Sia was the other nominee. But yeah, I just don't think any of those hold up against 25 or Purpose. And so, but Justin Bieber's not showing up. So who knows? They may just give it to Adele.
So after that, let's go to Best Rap Album.
Cool.
Who would you like to see?
Hands down, Coloring Book by Chance the Rapper. What about you?
I have two. I wouldn't mind Coloring Book, but I also wouldn't mind The Life of Pablo. I really liked it. I mean, I just I can't, like, it was really good. And I think because we got Ultra Light Beam from it, you know, featuring Chance, I think that song alone is just good enough for it to get a Grammy.
Oh yeah, and
honest.
I honestly, like, my second choice would also be The Life of Pablo, but I, like, for me, with those two albums, like, when I stack them up against each other, for me personally, Coloring Book is superior to me, whereas with The Life of Pablo, I like almost every other track, but, like, as a full album, it doesn't do it for me. Like, I can't say that it's my favorite or that it's, or that I love the full album. It's, like, I literally made a playlist with, like, my favorite songs from The Life of Pablo. And, like, that's what I listen to. But with Coloring Book, I mean, I just play that entire thing on a loop. And it's never on shuffle because I need the songs to play as Chance intended them to. So, yeah, for me, Coloring Book takes this one, but what do you think about Views? Do you think they'll snub him or?
I don't know. Doesn't he have like 7 nominations or something like that?
He
like
has
a bunch.
A ton of nominations with which I honestly don't think are very, all of them are deserving, to be honest.
No, I mean, I don't think that he should be in the running for Best Rap Album. Like, Views is not good to me. Like, it's very overrated.
I agree.
But let's see. So yeah. Coloring Book or The Life of Pablo for me.
Same.
I know it wasn't a category that we talked about, but I kind of wanted to say Best Pop Duo or Group Performance should go to Work, Rihanna featuring Drake.
Absolutely.
I do think that Fifth Harmony was robbed. I will go on record and say that Fifth Harmony was robbed in this category. They should have been nominated. Work From Home was like one of the biggest songs this year, and it was actually good, much better than like Lucas Graham 7 Years,
oh
which
God.
Is nominated. And Stressed Out by 21 Pilots, which I don't hate that song, but it's just like, okay, we get it.
It's like they went out of their way to not nominate Fifth Harmony. Yeah. That was like a classic, perfect pop song.
Yes. And I mean, they really could have taken Lucas Graham out, like legit. You know, I get that Closer, the Chainsmokers, the featuring Halsey, you know, like that was the electronic whatever thing going on with the indie singer or whatever, that trend or whatever. So I get why that's nominated. Plus, it was like number one for a bunch of weeks. But Fifth Harmony was robbed.
Yeah.
I just want to go
Fifth
on
Harmony
record saying that.
Robbed, indeed.
Yeah. But I do want Work to win. Work with Rihanna featuring Drake. I think that would be a nice win for the culture. because that was very big. And I still, like, it can come on right now, and I really still enjoy it. Like, I'm listening to it for the first time, so, yeah.
It deserves. Rihanna deserves. Let's
see. Yes, she does. Let's see. What's next? We can talk about Best Urban Contemporary Album.
Yes, so I have a lot to say about this category.
Okay.
This category, to me, only exists because they need somewhere to put, like, people of color who don't fit into the traditional categories.
Yeah.
Where they usually stick them, which is, like, R&B or rap. And so, mm-hmm. like, they created Urban Contemporary to kind of just, like, stick, you know, people of color who just are doing either a lot of different genres, like blurring genres, or they just don't sound. Like last year, I think, you know, in the urban contemporary categories, they stuck in like Leon LaHavis and Kehlani and like different people like that. And I'm just like, you know, it just like was weird. And I think either Leon or Kehlani actually spoke out about, you know, how this category is just so bizarre. But yeah. Anyway, so in the category this year, it's Lemonade by Beyonce, Ology by Gallant or Gallant, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. We Are King by King, which was great. Malibu, Anderson .Paak, Anti by Rihanna. I think Anti should take this.
Yes,
me too. Absolutely. I loved Lemonade, of course. I loved, you know, a couple of the other albums in this category. But Rihanna was robbed in the Album of the Year category. Like,
yeah,
this
was.
To me was, like, the best album of the year. And it was, like, surprising to me. And it was also, you know, her personal best project. And there were just so many things about it that, you know, made it so great. You know, not just because we just want to see Rihanna kill it, but like musically this was her best, like on all kinds of different levels. And so I absolutely think Rihanna should take this category. Course I won't be mad if Beyonce takes it, but like
I want Rihanna truly
deserves it. And if this is the only category where her entire project is nominated, like,
yeah,
I need her to take it. So
yeah,
that's my spiel about Urban Contemporary.
Yeah, I definitely want Rihanna to win that. Like, Beyonce can get some other one. But.
Yeah, and she absolutely will get some other ones.
Right. So, and I mean, I did want to talk about really quick Best Rock Performance. Mm-hmm. I want Beyonce to win that just so people could be mad.
Yeah. Like, that would be great.
I just know, oh my God, KKK Twitter would be pissed off.
They
like,
would be upset for days.
Yes, yeah, so I definitely want Beyonce to win
I was upset
category.
She wasn't nominated for Daddy Lessons in the country categories.
Yeah, but I figured they wouldn't give her
fine.
That.
It's fine.
They definitely wouldn't do that for her. Let's see, what else do we have? Record of the Year? Record, Song of the Year?
Yes. So Record of the Year and Song of the Year are two different categories,
two different
which
categories.
Is weird
okay.
to me, because I don't really understand what makes them different, but... Mm-hmm. Song of the Year, I'm going for Formation.
Okay, yeah, me too.
There's Formation, Hello, I Took a Pill in Ibiza by Mike Posner,
Why?
Love Yourself by Justin Bieber, and 7 Years by Lucas.
They could have taken I Took a Pill in Ibiza out. They could have taken 7 Years out, like both of those.
Those were very basic songs. I mean,
yes.
They were two of the biggest songs of the year. Like, I'll give them that, but...
Okay, but Bad Things is the number one song on radio right now.
That's
Does
true.
That make it Grammy-worthy?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Mike Posner does have hits. I'll give him that.
Yes,
but
this is not
catchy,
one for
lots
me.
Lots of catchy songs, but yeah, I do not think this should be a Grammy-nominated song.
Yeah.
I absolutely think Beyonce needs to take this category with Formation.
Yeah, most def.
And same with Record of the Year. I need her to win Record of the Year as well. But part of me feels like they're going to give one of the two categories between Song and Record of the Year to Adele.
Yeah, just to, like, even out the score.
Right.
Like beyond the actual music, but, like, with the politics of it all, I think they're going to split it down the middle. But speaking of Adele and Beyonce, Album of the Year, Lemonade.
Absolutely.
For me. But I'm nervous.
Yeah, like. I mean, we very much still feel burned from when Beyonce lost to Beck, and self-titled at that point was her best album. And not just the album itself, but the release, the execution, every part of it was completely different from what anyone else in the industry was doing. And you'd think for that alone, she would have won, but they gave it to Beck. And so I'm definitely not... I'm not 100% sure she's going to take this category, and it's more because I don't trust the Grammy Academy, right. You know, than my faith in her. Yeah. They very much could give it to Adele.
I would be pissed off, like, you know. Yeah. I would be pissed. Because, like, you've already done this to her already. And 25, like, was really good. And I really did enjoy 25. But it was not as good as people made it seem. It's definitely not better than 21. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it was just the hype of her making a comeback. You know what I mean? I think that's where all of the, you know, excitement came from. Almost kind of like Frank Ocean in a way. Obviously 25 was much bigger than Blonde, but right. I heard people talk about 25 for a little bit and it just kind of went away almost. Yeah.
The music didn't live up to the hype.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay to say. That doesn't mean the album sucked, but it still just felt like, okay, Adele released an album, like, next, you know. But like Lemonade, I don't think I'm a Beyonce stan, but me saying that like this truly had an impact on our culture, like, I don't think it's coming from a biased place. Like,
no.
Just the way she like took that simple feeling that a lot of people out here can relate to and like turn it into this masterpiece that is Lemonade. I think this had such a bigger impact, so much of a bigger reach. And so yeah, I would be completely shocked, honestly, if she doesn't get it.
Yeah, they better not play her, man.
They can't.
They better not play her. Also, who the hell is Sturgill Simpson?
I have no idea. And that's what messes with me, because
in there.
Beck was the Sturgill Simpson of that year. Like, yes. I didn't know who Beck was, you know, until they called his name. I didn't even know he was in the category. So now there's this man named Sturgill Simpson nominated for Album of the Year for a song called A Sailor's Guide to Earth, or album. And I'm just like,
what?
Dear God, like, we're going to have to make sure Sturgill never makes music again if he ends up winning this.
Also, I don't like that Views is in this category at all. Like, Purpose is, I don't think it's a stretch, but like, I don't know what could have gone in its place, really, because it was, you know, huge. You know, like you said, those singles were everywhere. The album, you know, him making a low-key comeback, it was kind of sort of a comeback, I guess. But Views, man, why is it there?
Views, I think, is in the same vein as Adele, where it's just, there was so much hype around it.
Yeah.
And when it comes to, like, rap albums last year, the lead up to Views, I mean, it was more than a year. Like, the lead up to Views was crazy, and it was dramatic. It was highly anticipated by people. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that the Grammy Academy would, like, look at the rap scene or whatever from last year and think that Views is the one that deserved it. I'm not surprised that they think that, but I definitely, like, I would have rather seen Coloring Book in there. I would have rather seen The Life of Pablo in there.
Yeah.
Like, both of those were so much, just the quality of them was so much better. But I mean, you can see exactly what they did with this category. Like, you know, the reason why they had to throw Sturgill in there was because you needed a non-pop artist in there. And when I say pop, I mean popular. So, like, we know Drake, Justin, Beyonce, and Adele. Those are the biggest stars right now. So it makes sense that they have him in there. It makes sense that they needed a rap artist, so they threw Drake in there. You know, I think it's just this weird algorithm and voting system that they have that kind of made it end up like this. But yeah, I don't think the conversation for this category goes past Adele versus Beyonce.
Yeah.
Honestly. At least if they know what's good for them.
I hope they don't disappoint us. Oh, last one I did want to talk about. I want Solange to win for Cranes in the Sky.
Absolutely.
For Best R&B Performance. I just, y'all know that's my song. That is my song.
Very similar to, like, Anti only being nominated in one category.
Yeah,
for, like,
I thought it was weird.
Complete album. Like, I need Solange to take that, if only because, you know, Seat at the Table does not show up in any of the other categories at all.
Yeah,
so
I
need her
weird
to take that that category.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So,
but
Grammys.
Those are our picks. Y'all should let us know what yours are.
Yeah.
We can compare. But I think next we should talk about what performances we're looking forward to.
So Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Beyonce. I mean, okay, this is not just because she's pregnant, but I really want her to perform all night.
Oh, my
I think
God.
It would be perfect because I, like, rewatch her performance from All Night at the Tidal show from last fall. Like, I rewatch it, like, once a week. Like, I absolutely love seeing her perform that song. And I don't know what her situation's going to be. Like, I don't know if it's going to be like a 2011 VMAs thing where, yeah, mm-hmm. she has her baby bump, but she can still hit her notes and her steps and stuff and right. be fine. So, like, she might give us some formation since it's nominated so much. Mm-hmm. You know, it, but if she needs to just belt something out, like, she should just do all mad. Night. And I would be, yeah, I would absolutely
I would cry. I would probably cry.
Oh, like, yeah.
Tears just flowing down my face.
I know. I'm so excited to see her there.
I also want to see, you know, Chance. Has he announced what he's going to perform or?
No, I don't know. I hope it's like a medley, a little bit yeah. of a medley. I think Kendrick Lamar's performance last year was like, in fucking sane, and it lasted yeah. for quite a while, and so I'm mm-hmm. hoping they kind of give Chance as much stage time as they did Kendrick last year, because he's a performer, and I don't know, like, he hasn't really gotten an opportunity to perform at that many award shows from what I can remember, like, no, over the past he's year.
He's done a lot of performances, like, over the past year, but they've all been at, like, late night shows and right. stuff like that, yeah. which they've all been really good. Like, he includes a lot of other artists, you know, that he's had on his album. Like, if he has five people featuring on the song, he makes sure all of those people are
yeah,
at that performance.
Yeah, that they show up, yeah. Definitely excited for Bruno Mars. I just love seeing him perform.
Yes.
I don't care, like, what you have to say about Bruno. Like, he can fucking perform.
People say bad things about him.
What?
People don't like Bruno.
People think he's corny. People think he's like this weird tiny man that, you know, is super extra. Like, there are definitely people that are bothered by him.
I love him.
I don't get it. I don't know why you want to be mad at someone who literally just wants you to be happy.
He's just so happy.
He's adorable. I love him.
I love him. And that album is so good.
It's really good.
Like, if you want to talk about, like, people reviving, like, 90s R&B kind of, sort of, Bruno Mars is the one. Like, people talk about all of these, like, new wave artists and stuff like that bringing back R&B, but they never mention him, and it's like, yo, he's the one. Like, before all of these other people, he's the one. Yeah. But that album is really good.
Yeah, album's amazing. Like, I need him to do a little bit of a medley, too, because...
Yeah, I'm trying to hear every song.
Or maybe they would... You know what? Like, what I love about the Grammys a lot is that they give you, like, these performances where artists come together that you never would have expected to come together.
Yeah.
So it would be so cool if, like, they paired Bruno up with maybe someone who was, you know, like, if they brought back, because, like, of course, this whole New Edition thing is blowing up because of the biopic on BET. So, yeah. You know, if, like, somehow they brought them into the mix, or, like, they did something to kind of, like, truly take us back to that era. Like, yeah. I have... When it comes to the performances, I have all the faith in the Grammys producers. They know how to, like,
yeah.
put these artists together and like, make it happen. And so mm-hmm. I'm so, so hyped for these performances, for sure.
I hope Rihanna goes. There hasn't been much talk about her going.
Yeah, I hope she goes. Like, I would really love for her to perform.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her on the red carpet. Like, I feel like it's been a minute since I've seen her, like, really...
Yeah.
Slay her record, but she's been doing her acting thing yeah. and stuff like that. So, you know, your girl's been working now. She hasn't just been chilling, but
yeah
I do want to see her. I feel like I haven't seen her in a while.
My dream, like, I don't know if you remember her performing Pour It Up with, like, a huge orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love, like, for her to do that. Like, I need just, all I want for any Rihanna performance is just her in, like, a gigantic, beautiful gown with a giant orchestra playing one of her songs, whether it's Needed Me or, like, Love on the Brain or, like, whatever. And I need her to just sing one of those songs from Anti. Yeah. That would be perfect.
I would appreciate that very much. So... I hope that all goes in our favor.
I know, mm-hmm. I know. Hopefully. But as long as Beyonce takes the awards that she deserves, which are all of yeah. them, yeah. then we should
As long as
be,
she sweeps the whole show.
Basically, then I'll be happy.
Now we're going to get into our flops and faves of the week. And if this is your first time listening, it's our favorite thing and our least favorite thing. This week, so I feel like we have the same flop, do we?
I do feel like we have the same
okay,
flop.
Okay, so we're both going to say our faves, and then we'll just go into our flop together.
Okay, cool. All right. So I'll start. So my fave this week goes to Lady Gaga. Of course, this is right after the Super Bowl. She performed the halftime show. And I mean, for me personally, like, we talked about this in the last episode, like, I really just wanted her to, like, bring out that Gaga that we, you know, used to know from her, like, ultra pop days, like, you know, back during, like, Fame Monster and, like, all that crazy stuff. And that's what I felt like I got. She gave us choreo, she gave us vocals, you know, she gave us telephone, which I know a bunch of people were upset that Beyonce wasn't there, but, like, I don't know what you were expecting Beyonce to do, like, at however many months pregnant she is. Like, you know, it was, and she also already came last year, so I was not surprised that Beyonce, you know, wasn't there, obviously, but I personally love Telephone. So if anything, the way I saw it was her giving a shout out to Beyonce in her home city, or, you know, her hometown. And just being like, Beyonce, we see you, we love you, this is for you. To me, like, that's how I saw it. I didn't see it as anything disrespectful, because I love the song and I do love Lady Gaga and knows that she loves and respects Beyonce. So, yeah, I mean, to me, it was great. I think a lot of people also had some criticisms because they were expecting her to be more political. But I don't know, like, I haven't heard Gaga say anything in particular, but I think from, you know, the songs she performed, if anything, she was probably just like, I've been political my whole career. Like, I'm not going to, like, I'm going to keep giving you guys what I've been giving y'all the whole damn time. You know, I'm going to preach these messages that I've been preaching literally in my lyrics without any kind of sugarcoating. And that's what she did. So I was perfectly pleased with the performance. And so shout out to Lady Gaga for continuing to kill it. And, like, perfect timing. She announced last night that she's going on tour this year. So I'm sure that'll do well. So yeah, I've never been like a huge Gaga stan, but I've always just appreciated her artistry and her, you know, I think just the performances that she's able to give. So shout out to her. That's my fave of the week.
So my fave of the week, I have two. One short one goes to the Atlanta Falcons for losing the Super Bowl. Thank you, from a Saints fan. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. And Falcons fans, if you want to be mad at anyone for this loss, I would like you to blame Lil Bow Wow. And my second fave this week is a song called Stretch by Common Kings. They just recently put out an album called Lost in Paradise. It just came out like literally like 4 or 5 days ago. The song samples, y'all know I love a good sample. The song samples Flex by Mad Cobra. And if you don't know that song, it's the same song that Fifth Harmony sampled with All in My Head. And it's really good. I like it. It's a track for adults, so very grown up.
You're blowing my mind. I did not know All in My Head was it had a sample.
Oh, yeah. You got to go listen to the song. If you've probably heard it before, and then when you go listen to it, you'll be like, oh, okay. But, yeah, so the song is called Stretch by Common Kings, and it's really good. I like it. So, yeah, those two are my faves this week, the Atlanta Falcons and that Common Kings song.
Shout out to our faves for making us smile.
Yes.
Now on to our flop.
Oh my God.
Of the week, Miss Lauren Jauregui.
Girl, what is wrong with you?
I have been giving her props for so long. So like when she does stuff like this, I'm just like, girl. But basically, right smack dab in the middle of the Super Bowl, she decided to post an Instagram video. And honestly, I didn't even like press play on the video, but pretty much the long ass caption was like, you know, the Super Bowl is a distraction. You know, you guys are sitting here like watching some guys throw a ball around and, you know, you're not paying attention to the fact that the world is burning, blah, blah, blah. And it was just
the hashtags on the post were hashtag LOL, hashtag reality, hashtag ignorance is bliss. And then she was like, go ahead, stay distracted. Like, girl, calm down. What the fuck is wrong with you?
She might as well have called us like sheep. Like, the thing is, like, we adults' brains, it's very possible for us to pay attention to and care about multiple things at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, like, it is absolutely possible. And, like, in that moment, I guess she wasn't thinking about that. And there were so many amazing Twitter replies to her about this. And one of them from our girl, Cammie, who also listens to this podcast.
Shout out to Cammy.
Love her so much. She had an amazing Twitter thread, which we're definitely going to link to, where she broke it down. Like, first of all, like, this isn't anything new to most people of color. Like, this is our lives. Like, Trump winning had no, you know, obviously it might have made some things worse for people, but like the kinds of things we have to deal with in our day-to-day lives, the microaggressions that are now coming to light are not new, you know, and we've been trying to fight this and bring awareness to this for a long ass time. And when I say we, it's not just us within our own lifetimes, it's our ancestors and the people that came before us.
Literally for hundreds of years.
Yeah. And so it's like, this isn't new to us. And also, like, what I loved about Cammy's thread, one thing that she mentioned, which I had to retweet, was when she was like, you know, finding moments of joy when you're like feeling completely hopeless, that is how you survive. Right. That's how you get through things like this, is that you can escape through a stupid football game. You can escape by listening to a stupid pop album. Like, those are things that like help you get through. And like the moments where you can laugh at a meme or, you know, a TV show, whatever, that's what's going to get you through. And so it was crazy to me how she, and I feel like this is just a symptom of like someone who just gets too woke. Like, there's like a line. There's like a line when you're just like so woke that you can't even like enjoy things anymore. You can't even enjoy things anymore.
Right.
That's when it's gone too far. And so, yeah, like afterwards, you know, after people literally came at her neck, she did do like an apology message or whatever. And she acknowledged that she finds escape through art. And so it's crazy how she couldn't realize that before. But of course, you do have to make mistakes to learn these lessons. So, I mean, I'm glad she apologized, but like she was absolutely out of line for all those posts.
Okay, so my flop is this situation, but kind of sort of different. So before she apologized and corrected herself, like when people initially started replying to her, like Cammy's thread or whatever, she came back under her post and she was like, this is literally what she said. I'm going to read it. She's like, she said, yo, comma, I don't give a single fuck who finds this annoying. You know what I find annoying? The fact that our country is being overtaken by a fascist dictator and that people would rather feel comfortable, because she put that in all caps, and complacent and cry over what team, all caps, won, being sacked and hit and knocked the ball to the ground, blah, 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 football stuff. And she was like, if you can take a mental break from that, reality, great. If you don't like the content I post, unfollow me. And she's like, you know, like, she's like, there are plenty of pop stars who will make you feel nice and safe in your distraction. And I'm just like, girl, first of all, this is the 51st Super Bowl. You knew this was coming. This is not something that's new. This is not something, you know, like, this is literally something that happens every single year through all of the shitty presidents we've had. You know what I mean? Like, this is not something new. And this is why she's my flop of the week. Not really because this happened, because if this was the first time this happened and she had gone on a rant or whatever about distractions and stuff like that, whatever, I wouldn't have really cared. But this is not the first time this has happened. Lauren always does this. And it's a cycle. Everybody knows it. If you follow her, if you're a fan of her, you know how it goes. She takes something and she posts it and it may be controversial, whatever, and people, you know, disagree with her. And when people disagree with her, she gets upset, right? And she is like upset to the point where we see it, where she's telling us, yo, comma, I don't give a single fuck. And it's like, so she does that. And then after, you know, everybody gets upset with her or whatever, they reply to her with their own opinion. She posts a selfie to get you to forget about the fact that she said something stupid or, you know, was acting crazy or whatever. And it's like, okay, you're complaining about distractions, right? Football, you know, blase blah, sports and things. But then you do something like post a selfie, and I'm telling you, it sounds stupid, but she does it every time. Like, if you ever paid attention to it, like, to me, it feels like that's what she thinks of her fans. Like, okay, they're young and dumb, and me posting a selfie because they think I'm beautiful will distract them from the fact that I just said something dumb. And to me, that just shows how she feels about maybe not all of her fans, but a great majority of them, because the way she presents information, it's like, it's really condescending, like, oh, well, you don't know about this, so I'm going to tell you about it. Let me be the person to educate you on things. And it's like, girl, first of all, I am grown. Like, you have to realize that these people, like, you're not talking to 13-year-olds. You know what I mean? I don't understand why she has been able to grow up, but she doesn't realize that her fans have grown up with her. Like, they've been, Fifth Harmony has been a group for almost 5 years this year. Literally, the people that started off at 16 with you are also 20 and 21 now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're, and a lot of them are still fans of you. So to me, I just felt like I wasn't really offended, because I'm not a huge fan of her as, you know, like outside of the group anymore like I used to be. But I feel like as a really, like if you're listening right now, like as a hardcore fan of hers, I would feel a certain way about her feeling like, oh, well, I can just post a selfie and they'll forget about it. Mm-hmm. And so that really, like, bothered me, and I hate that she presents information like she's the one letting you know, like, you have never heard of this before, my nigga. I don't know, like, I was just super annoyed by the fact that she felt like, well, we couldn't be watching the sports ball because it's just, like, we're just so asleep, and you woke up yesterday, girl, don't try to tell me, you know what right. I mean?
Yeah, and so it's interesting that you specified what part of this was their flop, because my, like I mentioned before, like, my particular issue with this whole thing, everything that you said, but also just like, so when we were watching y'all win a PCA, like a People's Choice right, Award, that right. wasn't a distraction.
Exactly.
Like last month, literally last month, like when people were watching y'all's performance and exactly. then cheering for you when you won, like that wasn't no, like that wasn't
right.
a distraction.
Like,
and
why
so
didn't that
it's
come
just
to her mind.
It's just crazy to me. It's
right.
crazy to me.
Right.
And it's almost like the reverse version of like what we say when it comes to like condescending, like sports fans being condescending to pop fans. She was
yeah.
actually being really condescending to football fans
yeah.
just because she didn't understand it or care about it, which
yeah.
is like insane. Like, can you, are you seriously not able to like separate your own perspective on life and your own personal interests? And, like, seeing that other people are maybe not interested in the same things and have other things that they're just as passionate about as you are about your
right.
whatever you're passionate about. She needs to take a break, honestly.
Because,
again, like, and honest, I recommend that to anyone. Like, take a social media break. Because
yeah.
if all you're doing is, like, a sponge taking in everything that you see on your timeline and on
yeah.
the news, you are literally going to drive yourself crazy.
Right.
Like, give yourself some time, whether it's like 15 minutes a day before you go to bed or like 30 minutes in all during the day. Like, put your phone down, like maybe just take a walk, breathe, because a lot of the shit that's happening will drive you insane.
Yes,
absolutely.
I mean, I feel
will.
Like that's what she's letting it do. Like, she's literally like, she's on Twitter, like all caps, like yelling at us, like, calm
yeah.
down. You're in the studio right now working on your third album with the group. Y'all are writing, and like, we know, like, it'll be a time where they're all posting Snapchats in the studio and Lauren is tweeting about the goddamn president. Girl, if you don't go write a song about it or something, like, just find a way to channel that energy into something else and not yell at us about it, because we are already upset about it, trust.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's
our
my flop.
Shout out to you, Dion, for producing the music at the beginning and end of all of our episodes. Follow Dion at your girl DJ Magic. That's on SoundCloud and on Twitter. She's constantly putting out really amazing mixes that you can listen to when you're pre-gaming or whatever. So definitely look her up. All of her info is going to be in our description box.
And you can follow us at The Fan Podcast on Twitter. And our personal Twitters will be in the description box as well. So that was the show.
Sweet 16.
Do you know the show is supposedly coming back?
Great. Maybe we can get another Teyana Taylor out of it.
Yeah. I hope, like, I wonder if people will try to, like, play it up because they know how, like, dramatic
they
were before. They
absolutely will. They absolutely will.
It's can't
gonna
wait.
Be terrible. It's going to be terrible.
Can't wait. Absolute
All
garbage.
Right, y'all,
I can't wait.
We will see y'all in about 2 weeks or so.
Bye.